ADD and ADHD.
Yes.
A lot of kids, a lot of adults have ADD and ADHD.
What shocks me is that a lot of people are just finding this out. I mean, really coming to the grips with the fact that this is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Ann and I discovered ADD close to 30 years ago because her son has it severely.
Mm-hmm.
She's been diagnosed since with ADHD. Her entire family. I'm married into a whole family full of attention deficit people. And by the way, the name is it's a terrible name because it's really misleading. It's not a deficit of attention. It's the inability to focus on more than one thing at a time.
So you can't multitask.
Right. It's difficult. And, you have to, if you live with a person like that, you have to
accommodate.
You have to make sure if I'm having a conversation with her, she can respond to me, but I know she's checked out. She's not hearing it, and she won't remember this, 2 minutes from now. Mm-hmm. So I have to reinforce it. What did I just say? And she understands that I'm
right.
dealing with her ADD. But the thing about ADD and ADHD is that very many of these people, we have to stop thinking of them, and they have to stop thinking of themselves as broken. They're not.
They're just wired differently.
Exactly.
But everyone's brains are wired
differently. Exactly. Everybody's different. And a very high percentage of people who are ultimately diagnosed with ADHD or ADD is they're extremely capable in quirky ways. They can do things that the rest of us can't do. What I'm saying
is more creative.
More creativity, maybe it's more ability in math or something like mm-hmm. that. Particularly sharp in specific ways.
Areas.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people take medication.
Right.
To treat ADHD
or ADD.
It's
very effective.
Right. Now they have the first prescription video game or what they're hoping could be the first prescription video game to help treat kids with ADD.
I saw this, but I didn't read it. It's really interesting.
Yeah, they did a study of 348 kids between
really
the ages.
Interesting. Why didn't you read it, you dummy? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I did read it.
No, I mean, I'm talking to myself.
They did a study between kids between 8 and 12. And those who played this certain action-packed game on a tablet called Achilles mm-hmm. over 4 weeks saw statistically significant improvements on metrics of attention and control compared to kids who were given a different action-driven video game designed as a placebo.
Well, that's weird. Wonder what they're talking about.
The company's planning next year to file for approval with the Food and Drug Administration as a treatment for ADD for kids.
The Achilles, and this is spelled
A-K-I-L-I.
CEO Eddie Martucci said, we're directly targeting the key neurological pathways that control attention and impulsivity. Said the study was meant to be a strong objective test to ask, is it the targeting we do in the brain or is it general engagement with a treatment that's exciting and interesting?
Despite positive results, parents and physicians have a lot of questions.
Well, sure.
About this product.
I would say because of positive results.
Right. And it hasn't been tested head-to-head against any ADD medications or psychotherapy to see if it's equally effective. So it sounds like it still has a long way to go before it gets any kind of approval for the FDA.
It's an interesting approach. People freak out about giving kids medication.
Yes.
Because they don't know what they're talking about.
A lot of times kids are over-medicated today.
So, sure, we all are.
Everybody's on a happy pill.
But that's painting with a broad brush stroke, and people just don't understand. You can't understand unless you live with it. But maybe this will help.